Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurt.
Thank God for everybody that has called in, everybody who has tuned in tonight. This is the revival that just won't stop. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for each and every last one of you who have called in on tonight. Those of you that have tuned in tonight, we have come tonight to have a blessed time in the name of the Lord. Praise God on today. Hallelujah. Let's get this party started. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name on today. Lord, we just want to simply ask that your Holy Spirit lead and guide us on today. Hallelujah, as it always does. We ask that the holy anointing flow freely on today. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you in advance for dropping your revelation knowledge into our hearts, our minds, and our spirits on tonight. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. And amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. Hallelujah. You know what it is. It's a revival that just won't stop. Hallelujah. And we are featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Praise the Lord, which home base is out there in Long Beach, California. Hallelujah. Long Beach is definitely in the house on tonight. Amen. And we thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. For the man of God, Apostle Elder Nate Curry, who will be coming forth later on tonight, bringing forth a dynamic word. Hallelujah. From the Lord. We're getting ready to go to our throne of grace. Hallelujah, with our testimonies and our prayer requests. So we encourage everybody that's out there on the airwaves, everybody out there listening on Blog Talk Radio, we strongly encourage you, amen, praise God, to call that number on your screen. Join, hallelujah, the service on tonight. Put your testimony or your prayer request on the throne of grace, amen, and watch God bless that thing on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We're going to go to Psalms 100. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to be reading out of the King James Version on tonight. Hallelujah. And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his word on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This entire song, Psalms 100, in its entirety, is teaching us the attitude that we are supposed to have when we come into the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. We are supposed to have an attitude of gratitude. We are supposed to be grateful and appreciate what God has already done. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are to appreciate what God has already done. We are to appreciate what God is already doing. Hallelujah. We need to appreciate what he ain't done yet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Wake up. Wake up, caller. Wake up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to appreciate what God has already done for us in our lives. Hallelujah. When we come before the throne of grace, we got to have an attitude of gratitude. We got to make God know that we appreciate. Hallelujah. That's why the apostles always saying, give the Lord a praise. That's why he's always saying, praise the Lord. That's why he's always saying, magnify his name. Hallelujah. Because the more we praise him, the more he believes that we believe. Glory to God. See, we got to make God believe that we believe. Hallelujah. That we believe he's going to make a way. Hallelujah. That we believe he's going to make crooked paths straight. That we believe he's going to heal our body. That we believe he's going to heal our finances. That we believe that he was redeemed from our sins by the blood of the Lamb. We got to make God believe. Wake up, caller. Wake up. Glory to God. Wake up, caller. Wake up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We got to make God know that we appreciate what he has done for us in our lives. And then when we show God that we appreciate what he's already done, he's going to do some more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But first, we got to make sure that we got to show him we appreciate what he's already did before we get them out. Hallelujah on tonight. So as we come before the throne of grace, wake up, caller. Caller. Caller, please. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God all tonight. Hallelujah. Make sure we come before the throne of grace tonight with an attitude of gratitude. Let's show that we appreciate God for everything that he's done in each and every last one of our lives. Hallelujah. The phone lines are open at this time. Hallelujah. Will there be one on tonight?
I like to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, showing me up on a brand new day, I'd like to thank the Lord for taking care of my family and friends. I want to ask the Lord to please go down to Louisiana, drop the water, and please take care of all the people that said they don't have any electricity. Please, Father, go down to Jersey, wherever the storm hit. Please, please take care of the people. Please, Lord, take care of Linda and Giovanna and Sister Catherine, well, Brown says she's in Atlanta somewhere. Please take care of her and all our prayer warriors. Please, Lord, take care of each and every one. Please help us. Be your friends around us. Please, Lord, take care of all your children. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Do we have any other prayer requests or testimonies on tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. We have a caller. Sleep on the phone. Wake up, caller. Wake up. Glory to God. That's wake right. up, caller. Wake up, caller. Glory to God. You're snowing on the line, caller.
The conference will automatically end in 5 minutes.
I want to thank God for being here. I want to thank God for waking me up this morning, starting me on my way today. I want to thank God for Butterfly. Wake up, Butterfly. Wake up. Brian, wake up.
Wake up, Brother Brian. Brother Brian, wake up.
I ain't asleep. I'm wide awake. I ain't ready. All you're talking about, I'm wide awake, man.
Hey, man. Go ahead, Brother Bobby.
I want to thank God for being, letting me start my day, start me on my way. I'm just glad to be here on the line tonight. I'm just praise God for Pastor Eddie Corey. Praise God for Andre, Brother Andre. Sister Alberta, Sister Ned, Sister Mother Jackie. Brother Paul. Everybody today. And I'ma try to do one selection of your song, and that'll be it. I can't see the Lord, but I can feel him all over me. Oh, I can't see the Lord, but I can feel him all over me. Oh, I can't see the Lord, but I can feel him all over me. Just like fire set up in my bone. I can't see the Lord, but I can feel him all over me. Oh, I can't see the Lord, but I can feel him all over me. Oh, I see the Lord, feel him all over me. Just like fire set up in my bone. Thank y'all.
Amen. Praise God. Any more testimonies or prayer requests? Hallelujah.
All right, thank God for letting me in this evening. Starting off on a new day. Thank God for Brother Andre and Pastor Curry, Bobby, Yolanda, Annette, Lama, Alberta, Virgie, Rosie, Rosa Crystal, Jane Baylor, Pastor Ball, I ask that you go over down the danger highway, take care of one and drive on the road, lay Lord. Did you take care of homeless? You take care of the one in prison, the one in jail. They have looked here at St. Jude Hospital and all the other children's hospitals around the world. I take care of the sick and shut in, the ones in hospitals, all the patients in nursing homes. Somebody needs you right now, Lord. Lord, take care of our military, our National Guard, our Army, our Marines, our Space Force, our Air Force, our Navy, our Coast Guard. As you take care of all the young men and women that fight for our country, serving our country. As you take care of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as well, Lord.
The conference will automatically end in 30 seconds.
Thank you for Mr. Tucker, Lord. My homeboy Jamil, Jeremy, and Jock. Well, I thank you, Gina, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Do we have any more testimonies?
Conference ending. Goodbye.
Or any more prayer requests on tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God on tonight. Hallelujah for everybody. Excuse me. Praise God. Everybody who has called in and tuned in thus far, hallelujah. We are ready to have a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. As you know, this is the revival that just won't stop. And if you don't know, glory to God, now you know. Hallelujah. We are featuring the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship based out of Long Beach, California. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And the pastor is about to come forth and bring forth the word of God after we go to the throne of grace. I'm going to give him a proper introduction. Amen. Praise God. Then we're going to hear a selection out of our music department. And then, praise God, we will be blessed. Hallelujah. With a word from the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for being you, and that's God all by yourself. Hallelujah, Lord. You see all the destruction and all the chaos that is going on in the world today. Hallelujah, Lord. And we simply ask that you go. Hallelujah, Lord, and you do what you do and be God all by yourself, Lord. Help everybody out in these situations. Hallelujah, Lord. Help the people in Louisiana that are victims of the flood. Hallelujah, Lord. Help those, hallelujah, amen, who cannot help themselves, Lord. They can only be helped by you. Hallelujah. You are the only place of refuge tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. So we ask, Lord, that you help them, Lord, that you come before them, Lord. Hallelujah. That you be with them, Lord, that you comfort them, Lord. And we thank you. Hallelujah. We praise you. We magnify your name. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's worthy to be magnified. He's worthy to be lifted up. Hallelujah. The bottom line is he is worthy. Glory to God. We should continuously pray. We should continuously magnify him because he is worthy. Yes, Lord. Getting ready to bring forth the word. Hallelujah. Amen. It's my brother in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about none other than the pastor, the leader of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. Based out of Long Beach, California. Hallelujah. I'm talking about none other. Hallelujah. That in your friend and mine, your pastor. Hallelujah. Amen. Apostle Eldon A. Curry, immediately following this election, we will be in the hands.
Never would have made it never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it, never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Somebody just needs to testify to somebody next to them. Tell them, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
never could have made it. I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, 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 Lord. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it. Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. How many of you know that we never would have made it? Hallelujah. If it had not been for the Lord, hallelujah, on our side. Glory to God on tonight. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. I want to introduce the amen and present the others. Hallelujah. The leader, the pastor of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. My brother in Christ. Amen. Praise God. I'm talking about none other than your pastor. Hallelujah. The holy apostle himself, Eldon A. Curry. Bless the name of the Lord. It's in your hands, man of God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Somebody bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know that you never would have made it without him. Come on, give him a praise. If you know that he's the one that brought you through, come on and bless his name on tonight. Come on, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Do his name on tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, I give an honor to God tonight. Amen. Give all praises and glory unto him and honor. Amen. To my dear, dear brother. Amen. And associate, Elder Andre. Amen. Peace and blessings to you, my dear brother.
Amen. Bless you, my brother.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Amen. To everybody under the sound of my voice tonight. Amen. I send my love and blessings out to you tonight. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Indeed, it's a great honor to be here tonight. One more time. Somebody say one more time.
One more time.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be before you long tonight, but we do intend to be strong. Amen. I want to give a shout out to my wife. Today is her birthday.
Amen.
Man, she is This is her Earth Day today. Man, we give God praise for her.
Amen.
Wish her many blessings upon her. Amen. Amen. Come with me right quickly to Psalms 119. If you will. Psalms 119, verses 65 through 72. Hallelujah. When you get it, shout amen. Psalms 119, verses 65 through 72. Shout hallelujah when you get there.
Hallelujah.
Everybody there?
Amen. 65 through 72.
Yes, Elder. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And then what does the Lord read? It says, do good to your servant according to your word, Lord. Teach me knowledge and good judgment. Hallelujah. For I trust your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. Come on here, somebody. But now I obey your words. Hallelujah. You are good, and what you do is good. Teach me your decrees, so the arrogant have snared me with lies. I keep your precepts with all my heart. Their hearts are callous and unfeeling, but I delight in your law. It was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your decrees. The law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. Want to just think about for a little thought tonight. It was good that I went through that I may know you. Hallelujah. It was good that I went through so I could know you. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. It was good that I went through so I could know you. The psalmist in the text, let's say a word of prayer. Father, we thank you on tonight. Father, I ask you to strengthen me on every. Lord, thank you. I need you, Lord, more than ever before. Thank you for your people tonight, Lord. Let everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, everyone that is tuned in, Lord, let them be blessed to hear you. We thank you, Lord, because we can do nothing without you. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your grace. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Bind the enemy on every hand. Rebuke every devil and demon. We thank you, Lord, that your word operates in power and in liberty. We give you praise. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I believe the thought tonight is
it was good that I was afflicted that I may know you. Hallelujah. Here the summit in Psalms 119, verse 65, the first thing he says, this particular writer right here, Teb says this. He says, do good to your servant. Tell somebody right quickly, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
The Lord want to do good to you.
The Lord want to do good to you.
That's the first commandment he gives to the Lord. He said, do good to your servant according to your word. How many know that God can only do good to us according to his word? Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
If we want the Lord to be good to us, we got to operate according to the word. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm back. I'm back, people of God. Amen.
Amen.
Psalms 119, verse 65. It says, according to your word, Lord. Amen. So, amen. Whatever good that's coming, it's coming because of the word. Come on here, somebody. Amen. So we should always praise God for his word because God is going to always honor what? His word. Come on here, somebody. So the psalmist says, In verse 65 says, do good to your servant. Do good, Lord, according to your word. And then he said in verse 66, teach me knowledge and good judgment. How many know that? Can you still hear me on tonight? Can everybody still hear me on tonight?
Amen.
Amen. How many know that it takes God to teach us knowledge and good judgment? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If God don't teach us, then we can't obtain it because it's only through him. Knowledge is information. Good judgment is making the right decision. Come on here, somebody.
Glory to God.
Tell somebody tonight, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
I need God.
I need God.
To teach me the right knowledge.
To teach me the right knowledge.
And give me good judgment. Come on here, somebody.
And give me good judgment.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. I need you, Lord, to give me knowledge. I need you to give me information. How many of you know that all knowledge ain't good knowledge? I need God's knowledge. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why?
Amen.
The devil got knowledge, too. But I need my knowledge to come from the Lord, because if the Lord give me knowledge, guess what? Amen. Good things are going to happen behind God's knowledge. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. And then he says, for I trust your commandments. Come on here, somebody. I trust.
Yeah.
Your commandments. Come on here, somebody.
Come on, please.
I mean, you know, you can't trust everything, but you can trust in the commandments of God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now. Hallelujah.
If ever there's a time to have your guard up is right now. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that everything that sounds good ain't good? How many know that everything that look good ain't good? How many know that everything that glitter ain't gold? But I'm so glad that I know one thing that never changes, and that is the word of God and the heart of God and God's intentions for my life. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Aren't you glad, beloved, that you can trust in the commandments of the Lord?
Amen.
But look at verse 67. Verse 67 really puts the icing on the cake. He says, before I was afflicted, I went astray. Come on here, somebody. Before God chastened me, I was doing what I wanted to do because I didn't think I could be touched. I thought I was Leslie's nest, amen, from the untouchables. I thought I couldn't be touched until God put his hands on me. Come on here, somebody.
That's right.
Amen.
How many know that whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And I'm fully convinced of this, beloved, tonight, that we really don't know God until we've been chastened by God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
Because people that have never been chastened by the Lord, they act a little arrogant. They act like they can just do anything and get away with it. That's because God ain't touched them yet. How many know that when God touch you, that touch will be a wake-up call? How many know that when God touch you, that he know how to get your attention? How many ever call you out of a seat? How many know that when God touch you, that your life will never be the same? Come on here, somebody. You can't act like you don't know God after he done touch you, glory to God, because
you are
touch,
now a host.
Amen, that he put on you, amen, it don't never go away. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why you don't care what nobody else do. You say, well, I'm staying right here, amen, because I know what my God will do if I go out there. I ain't finna tempt him. I ain't finna test him. He's already showed me. Glory to God. So I'm going to stay right over here where it's safe. Somebody says safe.
Safe.
So the psalmist over here in Psalm 67 said, before I was afflicted, before you put me on my bed of affliction, I went astray. In other words, I was doing wrong on purpose. Come on here, somebody.
Absolutely.
Because I didn't think there was nobody big enough to pull my britches, amen, and lead me on the right path to righteousness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He says, but now I obey your word. Come on here, somebody. See? Amen. He was doing his own thing until God put his hands on him and touched him and put him on a bed of affliction. Now he says, I obey your word. Come on here, somebody.
How many
know that God was able to change his mind? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
People that's talking real big and ain't saying nothing. People talking about that they know God, but really don't know God because God haven't touched them yet. But when God touched them, hallelujah, then you're going to see a difference. They gonna obey his word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why God is allowing a lot of people to be touched by this virus to get their attention. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And not only from the virus, but also from other things. Amen. That we refuse to stop touching, but God has called them unclean. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, yo, amen, hallelujah, that God is an awesome God. Somebody give God a praise, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
He says, but now I obey your word. Verse 68 says, you are good, and what you do is good. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. You are good, and what you do is good. Now, we're going to take out 30 seconds of praise right now. We're gonna have a praise break. Now the first praise break is gonna be because God is good.
Amen.
Now I know you might be busy, but if you can take out 10 seconds to praise God for his goodness.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
The psalmist says, you are good. How many know that R is present here? You are good.
Yes.
Come on here, somebody. You are good.
Yes.
Means he's good right now. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you didn't catch that, beloved. You are good. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because the enemy be trying to fight you and I and try to make us believe that God ain't good. But the psalmist says you are good. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It shouldn't take much to get us riled up about God's goodness. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
How many know that God's goodness is not predicated upon what we do? Come on here, somebody. God's goodness is not predicated upon what we say. Come on here, somebody.
Hello.
Oh, I feel a shout right here, beloved. Excuse me, I feel a shout right here. But God's goodness is predicated upon who he is. Come on here, somebody. God is good. Come on here, somebody. If you know him to be good, come on, give him a praise right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
He's so good, beloved, that every time I think about how good he is, I just got to praise him all over again for his goodness. Come on here, somebody. Now, that's good. Whenever you can just think on how good somebody is, and you start praising them all over again for their good, for their goodness, that's good. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me put it like this, beloved. How many of you have ever bought your favorite ice cream?
Amen.
And then you turn around after the ice cream is gone and you think about how good it was. Come on here, somebody. And then you start getting happy all over again, even though the ice cream is gone. You don't hear me what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is saying that's how I should be in your spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm so good that even after I've done something, just thinking about how good that I've already been, make you want to praise me all over again. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, God is good, neighbor.
God is good, neighbor.
And then the psalmist says, and what you do is good. Come on here, somebody. And what you, not only are you good, but what you do is good. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How you do the good that you do is good. Come on, dear Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise in there. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
So the psalmist is saying, not only are you good, but what you do is good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then he says, teach me your decrees. Hallelujah. Teach me your laws, O God. He says, though the arrogant have smeared me with lies. How many know that it's the people that smeared you with lies? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They don't even know you, and they lying on you. Come on here, somebody. Some folks do know you, and they still lying.
Come on, preacher.
You don't call that arrogant. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know it don't take you to do nothing wrong for folks to lie on you? Come on here, somebody. Some folks just don't want to see you prosper, glory to God, and they just start lying. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Some folks, amen, they don't want to see you blessed.
so they start lying on you. Some folks, glory to God, just can't deal with the fact that you got favor with God and start lying on you. Some folks, they may get mad because you won't do bad, so they can't lie on you. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
But how many know tonight that you got to go past the lies? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look past that disguise. Look past the lies. And even look past the alibis. Come on here, somebody.
Ooh.
And keep on worshiping God. Come on here, somebody.
Come on now.
Why? Because God is still good. Come on here, somebody. Don't you know, in spite of all the lies they tell about you, God is still good. That's why you still smiling, styling, and profiling. Come on here, somebody. Why?
Yeah,
because you find out that the more they lie on you, the more God keep blessing you. Come on here, somebody. They trying to figure out why you ain't dead yet. Hey, haven't you heard? The Bible says, I shall live and not die and declare the glory of the Lord. Why you ain't broke yet? Haven't you heard? The Bible says he wished above all things that I prosper and be in health, even as my soul prosper. Why they ain't came and got on your head yet? You ain't heard? The Bible says that God said when my ways please his, he'll make my enemies be at peace with me. The same ones you were trying to get me, amen, they have been trying to get you. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 There's somebody today, you better watch what you say about it because God is still good. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then he says in verse 70, their hearts are callous and unfeeling. How many know that a callous has to do with dead skin? Come on here, somebody. A callous, it just on your, you know, when you get a callus on your hand or on your foot, amen, it's just there. It ain't got no life in it. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that your enemies, it's just there. They ain't got no life in them. That's why they're trying to spit out haterade on you. But God is saying, I'm
going
to make it work in your favor. Somebody give God praise.
Hallelujah.
You need to stop hanging around folks that got a callus on them. You need to stop hanging around folks that ain't got no feelings. Come on and give God a praise. Say, Lord, help me to get
that
knowledge.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 I think we got disconnected, but let's give God a praise till he gets back on the line. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. 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 Yes, L
conference will automatically end in 5 minutes.
Glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. There you go. Hallelujah. Apostle, that's you. Bless the name of the Lord.
Give me some every time it get good. Here come the enemy. Glory to God. But, amen, we're going to rock anyhow. Glory to God. Amen. We in verse 70. Amen. Of Psalms 119. He says, but I delight in your law. Amen. How many know that you just got to keep delighting in the law of the Lord? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen.
Right.
Don't let no hater make you a hater. Amen. Don't let no hater make you a hater. Amen. As a matter of fact, the more they hate, the more you celebrate. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because the more you're going to put on your plate. Come on here, somebody. The more your hater hates, you celebrate, because God will put more on your plate. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to God tonight.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. We get God free tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on and give God a praise.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
I'm about to wrap it up right now, y'all. Hallelujah. I'm almost done. Glory to God. Verse 71, it said it was good for me to be afflicted. Now, he said this twice. The first time he says it is in verse 67. And then he says it again in 71.
Yes, sir.
And so the psalmist must be trying to get us to see that it's something wonderful and when we go through for God. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost tonight. Oh, I feel my helper. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is saying we don't really know him till we go through with him. Glory to God. See, when you go through, then you are getting to know him. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
See, people talking about that they know God, but they ain't been through nothing with God. Come on here, somebody. When you walk away from your test and your trial and your temptations, then you walk it away from the opportunity to get a chance to know him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I can't hear nobody tonight. TC, hallelujah. If we suffer with him, we're going to reign with him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everybody talking about the reigning part, but what about the suffering part?
The conference will automatically end in 30 seconds.
Hallelujah.
This psalmist here says in Psalm 119, it was good that he was afflicted.
My
How
God.
Many of you ever thank your parents for a whooping that you received?
Amen.
Amen. When I got grown.
How many of you ever went back and said, that's it, Elder Y, because you could appreciate it then. See, you didn't appreciate it at the time because you thought they was the meanest. Lord, why are they trying to kill me? Lord, what did I do, Lord God? But when you realize that their whooping saved your life, come on here, somebody. You was able to go back and say, thank you, Mama, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I hear the Lord saying, right now, somebody needs to thank him. Because he had to whoop somebody, glory to God. But it wasn't good at the time, but the whooping saved your life. Come on here, somebody. He had to chasten you so you wouldn't be chasing with the world. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And see, at the time, amen, you got kind of mad at God. See, at the time, you was like, Lord, I don't know why you didn't let me go with so-and-so and so. God says, I saved your life. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm almost done, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 31 says, it was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your decrees. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Now, see, the first afflicted was, it was good that I was afflicted so I could obey your word. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So that I may learn your decrees. In other words, Lord, this one is so I can learn something. Tell somebody, say, sometimes you have to get a whooping so you can learn something. Come on here, somebody. So you can
Amen.
Learn this. Come on here, somebody. Some of us wouldn't have had no sense if God hadn't chastened us and gave us some sense. Come on here, somebody. And it was good that you was afflicted because you learned to obey the word. Come on here, somebody. Before then, you were doing whatever you thought you was big enough to do. But then God got his hands on you. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
I'm almost done, beloved. I'm about to wrap it up. Glory to God. We're at the end of this thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God another shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is anybody getting anything out of this thing yet? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 72, and I'm done. He says, the law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. How many of you know that the law from your mouth, of God's mouth, hallelujah, you can't even put a price on it, beloved. The word of God says, well, we cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Come on, give God another praise, beloved.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
How many of you can understand now why it is good that God afflicted us?
Amen.
People talk about what God don't put no sickness on you. God will use whatever he has to in order to get your attention. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
But you're going to learn something after you finish. He ain't going to just whoop you. You're going to learn his decree, or either you go obey his word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I just want to close it with this before I close it, beloved. The Bible says that man cannot live by bread alone. Come on here, somebody. But by his word, they're proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Yes.
You don't know how to live. They don't know how to live, elder. Amen. They trying to live by man's word. But the word of the living God says that we cannot live by bread alone. That's why God don't want us to live to eat. Amen. Glory to God. People wake up with food on their mind. But God said, no, you need to wake up with me on your mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Come on, preacher.
To eat and eat to live. Come on here, somebody. Stop living and eat to live.
Eat to live.
Over your belly. Don't let your belly be your God. Let God reign. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How many of you praise God tonight? Come on, give God another praise.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
He said, it was good that I was afflicted. Come on here, somebody. It was good that the Lord loved me enough not to let me go down the wrong path. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know people that was close to you, that was with you, they not here no more? Come on here, somebody. They can't praise God. They can't worship God. But you still here. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, but I'm still here. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Neighbor,
I'm still here. Glory to God. God. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
I'm thankful.
I'm thankful.
That God let me go through so I may know him. Come on here, somebody.
That God let me go through so I may know him.
Somebody give God a shout. Somebody give
God. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
You know, Jacob came out with a limp, but his limp was blessed because he had wrestled with God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And now we need to praise God for our limp. Come on here, somebody. I might have a limp, but the limp say that I know him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And before we go into worship and praising God, amen, I want to send out a special prayer for Louisiana. Amen. For everything that God did not destroy. For everyone, amen, that was able to make it out, that God allowed to make it out. Somebody give God praise for Louisiana. Amen. It's the Lord.
Bless
the families, Lord. The mothers, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
The children, oh God. Lord,
hallelujah.
You did not destroy, God. Bless
Lord.
For your name's sake, oh God. For your name's sake.
Yes,
somebody
Lord.
Give God a praise for his name's sake.
Hallelujah. Oh, Lord.
But I'm going to tell you this about Louisiana. This Louisiana, my hometown, I was born and raised in Louisiana. But let me tell you this, too, what the Lord dropped in my spirit. The wages of sin is death. Come on here, somebody. Witchcraft and divination. All the Mardi Gras. We got to know when to surrender to God, y'all.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many know that we can't keep on playing with the devil, amen, and expecting God not to do something? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So God is in the land, beloved. You got to start praying for mercy. Mercy is
come
the only thing that can calm down the wrath of God.
Glory
so
to God.
God, we call on your mercy, Lord. That you will have mercy, God.
Mercy, Lord.
Have mercy, Lord.
Mercy, Lord.
It is because of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Because his compassion is
everything I love.
Yeah.
That's on praise. That shit. That's why I got to hurry up and get rich. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Somebody give God praise.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mercy, Lord.
Hallelujah.
But I mean, know that prayer still changes things, and that's why we got to be in our prayer like never before right now. You understand?
Yes,
that?
Lord.
It's our prayer life. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
our prayer life. Our prayer life.
God is waiting on our prayers, beloved.
Oh, Lord.
It's the prayers of the righteous and the
prayers
of God. Come on and give God glory
to
me. Yes,
Lord. Thank you for mine. Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you for the praise.
Somebody
give
your hands
up.
Begin to worship God.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Thank you for them.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for them, Lord. Thank you.
Glory
Lord.
To God.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Mm.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We acknowledge you tonight, Lord. We praise you tonight. We worship you tonight, God.
Yes,
we adore you tonight, Lord. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you that you loved us enough to chasten us so that we wouldn't be judged with the world, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We thank you, tonight.
Thank
hey,
you, Lord.
Hey, God. Somebody lift your hands right now. God is raining down blessings right now. Lift your hands and receive it. Somebody lift your hand and just begin to love on the Lord right
yes,
now.
Lord.
The Lord is raining down blessings. Hear me right now. Raining I'm
down
speaking of the Spirit of God.
Raining
God
down
said, if you love on me right now, there's a
raining
blessing in your worship. There's a blessing.
There's a blessing in your worship.
Talk to God right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Receive it right now. Receive it. Somebody give God a praise right now. Somebody worship him right now. Somebody tell him how much you love him right now. Hallelujah. Glory to him.
Yes, Lord, right now.
Thank you. Yes,
right
God.
Now.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody tell the Lord yes. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
God is waiting on a yes, Lord, right now. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, in your spirit.
Yes,
Lord, in your heart. Yes, Lord, in your mind.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Somebody tell him yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Wow. Oh, Lord.
Hey, God. I just hear this old song, but it's a goodie. It says,
My soul says yes, Lord, yes. Yes to your way and to your will. My soul says yes, Lord, yes. Yes, I will obey. When your spirit speaks to me, I will gladly agree. And my spirit will say yes, Lord, yes.
Yes.
That's an old song, hallelujah. How many of you tonight can say that your soul say yes to the Lord tonight?
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God some more praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Sound of worship tonight. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Come on in, Elder, and get some of this while the anointing of God is flowing. Yeah. God,
oh.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. It was good. Hallelujah. That I was afflicted. Hallelujah. Number one, because I was doing wrong. Number two, so I can learn how to be right. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hey, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
That makes me wonder if sometimes we go in blue and we praying to the Lord, hallelujah, to get this devil out from me. We praying to the Lord, the devil is attacking me. The devil is doing this. The devil is doing that. I wonder, hallelujah, amen, are we praying the Lord's name? Hallelujah. Should we be praying, God have mercy on me? Hallelujah,
yes.
Praise
yes,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Could we be under hallelujah, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, amen. Now, yes. Correction, glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes. God sometimes put us through situations to get some things out. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Praise God. Hallelujah. When you go through the fire, don't you know everything that's supposed to be burnt out? Get burnt out, glory to God. Hallelujah. You come out as
yes,
pure
Lord,
gold.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Once you go through the fire,
yes,
sometimes
Lord.
God is the one that puts us in the fire.
Come on. Come on.
Glory
yes,
to
Lord.
God.
Come on.
Hallelujah. And we praying, God,
Lord,
stop the enemy. Stop the devil. Hallelujah. I rebuke
come
you
on.
In the name of Jesus. And Jesus saying, how you rebuking me in my own name? I'm the one that got my belt. Glory to God. That's why David said his rod and your staff. Hallelujah. They comforted me. Praise God. Because one of them was to beat up the enemy and one of them was to chastise me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Sometimes we need some chastisement. Sometimes we need some correction. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise
God.
Hallelujah.
You, yeah.
So we thank God for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God that we know that God is involved in anything. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
praise God. Even when we afflicted. Look, you know what he said?
Even
hallelujah. We always say the second part of the scripture. We always say the part that says, if my people would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. But we always forget the scripture before that. The scripture before that say, if I were to shut up the heaven, that it be no rain. Hallelujah. If I were to see pestilence among my people. Hallelujah. If I, hallelujah, were to sit the cake of worms to eat up the crop. Hallelujah. Then if my people. Hallelujah. We say the Lord has. And system. We say the enemy to dried up the way. We say the enemy to sit this pestilence, this sickness. We say the enemy, hallelujah, to sit, hallelujah, the destroyer to eat up my crop. And God saying, no. Hallelujah. I did all that. Praise God. I did all that to correct you. I did all that to humble you so you could humble yourself. Seek my face and turn from your wicked ways. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we thank God, hallelujah, for the word, hallelujah, on tonight. Praise God. some of us don't, the Lord, let me say what the Lord is saying right now. He says some of us don't realize when we under correction because we think we just that good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says some of us think we just that good. David was a man after God's own heart. Hallelujah.
Wow.
And he stepped up to the point that God needed to pull out his belt and give him a whooping, praise God. Now if David, praise God, hallelujah, had to get his behind whooped, praise God, hallelujah, because he messed up, what makes you think that you are excused from any butt whooping to God? Hallelujah. The Bible says that God chases the one whom he loves. If he didn't love you, he wouldn't whoop you. Glory to God, hallelujah. If he didn't care about you, hallelujah, he wouldn't put you through the fire. Glory to God, hallelujah. He's only doing it. I know Grandma used to tell me this, and I didn't get it. I'm only whipping you because I love you. Glory to God, hallelujah. Well, love so do hurt, praise God. Hallelujah,
yes.
Praise God. Love hurts,
yes,
glory
does.
To God, hallelujah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Praise God, hallelujah. And sometimes, amen, God got to put a hurt on you. Hallelujah, amen, the correction. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. And it's all up to you, the Lord, and say, how stubborn are you? How hard-headed are you? Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We all got those children. Some of them, all we got to do is say something to them. Hey, stop that. Okay, my bad. Won't happen again. Praise God. But we got some other kids. Hallelujah, amen. Excuse the terminology, but we literally got to beat the hell out of them. They full of hell. They won't listen.
Praise
God, hallelujah. And you just got to beat. We got to beat them until they get right. Hallelujah. Which child are you? Praise God, hallelujah.
You're right.
You ever stuck your feet and put it in the window and Bama was sitting right there on the bed waiting for you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's how God do it. Hallelujah. You think you're getting away. Hallelujah. Ugh. Praise God.
You're getting away, huh?
As soon as you sneak your foot, as soon as your toe hit that floor, glory to God. It's like house party. You seen house party. Soon as you get all your clothes off, hallelujah. I'm coming for that. You know what? Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. And we need to thank God for his love and correction. Hallelujah. Without that word, where would some of us be right now? Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to take that word with us. Hallelujah. Amen. And we need to work that word out. Hallelujah, amen. That means when we go through our tribulations, all we got to do is get it together. Hallelujah. Don't you know the whipping on the lamb as long as you are there? Praise God, hallelujah. That's how long the punishment lasts. As long as you are there, you give up. As soon as you straighten up, that's how quick God takes put his belt back on his back around his hand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the word on tonight. We thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Don't forget to get your seed, ground, get your offering. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God into the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah. Praise God because you don't want that whipping either. Hallelujah. You don't want God to whip your finances.
Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah because he will.
Wow.
Praise God. Why? Hallelujah, because of disobedience. That's what it's all about. Praise God. Hallelujah. The more we disobey, the more we're going to be afflicted. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. So we thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. Y'all know we're going to be back tomorrow at the same time, on the same channel, same phone line. Call and be blessed with a word from the Lord. Now, before I turn it back over to the hands of the man of God, we want to open up the line. If you have any questions on the word on tonight, any comments, Hallelujah. Our words of encouragement for the man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't be afraid to ask a question. We are more than prepared and ready to answer. If we can't, hallelujah. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Sure will. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So any questions, any comments, testimonies, prayer requests. Hallelujah. The phone line is open. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is
Tanya. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
This is Tiana, and I just want to say that I got a testimony that I've been getting blessed ever since I was sown. I just want to thank the Lord for blessing me, for all the blessings he got for me. I don't know what's stored up for me, but I just thank the Lord for that, and I'm praying for that. Amen.
Amen. We thank God for the woman of God on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. She said ever since she's been sowing, God has been blessing her. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Amen. Praise God. And don't you know, as long as she keeps sowing, God don't keep blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because that's how God is. As long as you do what I tell you to do, I'm going to do what I said I was going to do. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And we also want to wish you, amen,
hallelujah,
the woman of God a happy birthday on today. Hallelujah. Amen. And anyone else out there on the airwaves or anybody else out there on the phone lines that has a day today, we want to wish you a happy birthday and many, many more. Bless the name of the Lord on today.
Bless Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Any more testimonies on the goodness of the Lord on tonight? Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Any
praise
words
God,
of encouragement?
Praise God.
Amen, mother.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, mother.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises will continually come out my mouth. You know, you can't beat God's giving, no matter how you try.
No, you can't.
So that's why I'm going to praise the Lord until I can't praise him no more.
Amen.
I'm going to praise him.
Yeah.
I'm going to praise him. But when I praise him, I'm putting that seed in the ground. I'm giving him praise.
Come on.
He's waking me up this morning. He didn't have to do it, but he did. I'm taking praise for all the saints on the line tonight. I thank you praise for the wars and the washes on the wall. I thank y'all for having a mind to praise God. We got to praise God while we have a chance. But we might not have a chance no more. Tomorrow ain't promised. And what God enjoys more than anything, we serve him in spirit and in truth. And we praise him. We giving him all the honor and all the glory. I just thank God so much for being so kind to me. I thank him, because he didn't have to do what he did, but he did. When he saved me, hallelujah. He gave me the victory when he saved me. And I could never give God what he gave me, because he gave me life.
Yeah, he
gave me life more abundantly. So I could never take God what he paid me, what when he went to that cross from Calvary, and when he died for me, he said, that son, I think about that son. Sometimes when I talk to my children, when I talk to some of my friends, I said it wasn't no charge. I said, God didn't charge me nothing. I said, but he saved my soul from the lake of hell, fire and brimstone. We ought to praise him that it ain't no tomorrow.
Thank you, Lord.
We ought to praise God because he's on his way back. He's on his way back, and he's looking for a church without an ounce by the wrinkle. I want to tell you, if you got some spots in your life, just some shouting, shout them out. If you got wrinkles in your life, get that iron and get the pressing them out. Because without God, we ain't nothing. We like a ship without a sail. And if we ain't got no sail on a ship, We tossed and driven every which way but loose. I admonish y'all to praise God. I admonish y'all to give him all the glory and all the praise and all the thanks. Because he loves praises. The praises go up, blessings come down. But God blesses me every day when I wake up my eyes. He blesses me when I go in the hospital and can come out. Some people go in the hospital and they don't make it out. But God, what I wrote today on Facebook, Psalms 118:24, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it, and I will bless his holy name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And
amen.
I want to say,
thank you, Lord.
You can't beat God's giving.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
No matter how
yes,
you try.
Lord.
No
yes,
matter
Lord.
How you try, you might try, but you can't beat him giving. When
yeah,
I got up this morning, I'm going to tell you, I hear God on my mind. I hear him on my mind. God is coming back, church. You got to get about Jesus' business. Because there ain't no time to pick roses by the side. And it ain't no playing church. I turn the line back over to Apostle and all the saints of God. But I want to tell y'all something. We better get in a hurry. We better fast and pray.
Amen.
Is somebody sick out there, need us? Is that loved one? Need us.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody over there in the morning need us. And I ask God to come by you. Because I know I need it. Pray my sins in the Lord to y'all. I'm on one.
Hey,
I'm on
man.
One.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hey, man.
Yes,
my
Lord.
On fire from the Lord. Over to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And see, right, we ought to be praising him. We ought to be magnifying him. We ought to be lifting him up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We ought to just praise him for him being who he is, for being God
amen.
All by himself. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah
yeah.
all
yeah.
today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Do we have any more testimonies on tonight? Any words of encouragement on tonight before I turn them?
Line back over into the hands. Brother Andre.
Yes, ma'am.
This your Linda. Linda had told me to ask you to pray for her and her household.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. But so let's
yes,
go to the phone. Amen. And I'm going to put it back in the hands of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now, touching and agreeing as your word says, that when any two or three come together, touching on anything in the earth, that it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. Hallelujah. That scripture goes on to say, Lord, but whatever we unleash on earth, you unleash in heaven. Hallelujah, Lord. So we thank you on today, Lord, for blessing us to listen. For blessing Giovanni, Lord, for moving in each and every last one of their lives, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You for protecting her household. Hallelujah, Lord. As you told, hallelujah, the anchor left. Hallelujah. Salvation has come to her house because of her, because of her obedience. Hallelujah. Lord, take the worry out of her spirit. Help her to know, Lord, that you are with her. Hallelujah. That your covenant is
yes,
with
Lord.
Her, Lord. Hallelujah. That you got her back. Because she has been obedient to your word, and she seeks your faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Ooh,
so we thank you, Lord,
man,
for everything
mercy.
That you're doing and everything that you have
yes,
done
Lord.
In her life, Lord. Continue to strengthen her. Continue to bless her, Lord. Lord, thank you, Lord, for strengthening him. Lord, thank you, Lord, for killing him. Hallelujah. For the holy conviction on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that he is free from the chains of bondage.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that he is like the prodigal son, that he is about to come to himself and realize that in your house the servant
have more grace. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
The
hallelujah.
Servant, hallelujah. Have privileges to serve it. Hallelujah. Have you. And we thank you on tonight. Hallelujah. And we praise your name. In your son Jesus' name,
yes,
we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. We thank God for all of you on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like I said, we will be back on tomorrow. Hallelujah. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God. And he's going to go ahead, amen, and give his final announcements and the benediction. It's back in your hands, Apostle. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Everybody bless the Lord right now. Amen. We thank God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God praise. Somebody give him a shout of victory tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. How many know that God is on time? He's an on time God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And we bless him on tonight. Amen. Thank him for elders. As always, amen. My dear brother, amen. Are all hearts clear and minds clear right now?
Amen.
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 We thank God on tonight, amen. To the birthday girl, amen. God has been blessing her ever since she's been sowing and giving.
Yeah.
Amen. And you know. And she's a cheerful giver. Amen. And I encourage everybody, if you're going to give, if you're going to sow, be cheerful. Amen. Give to God like
right.
you, like
yeah.
you want him to give to you.
Yes. Yeah. Amen.
Because when we look for God to bless us, we want God to be cheerful about blessing us. Amen. And we want God to be happy about blessing us. Amen. So we thank God on tonight. And for everyone in general. Amen. Thank God for Mother. Amen. Mother is over there on fire. Amen. And she's a faithful giver too as well. And you can always tell them faithful givers, glory to God. Hallelujah. They be more bouncing off the walls and whatnot. Amen. But it's only because God has been so good to us. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Let me hurry up and close everything out right quickly. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory tonight, Father. We thank you for what our ears have heard, God. We thank you tonight, God, for blessing us through your word tonight. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and loving kindness, God. Thank you that you showed us, God, that it was good that we were afflicted so that we may know you. Amen. Because without you chastening us, we wouldn't have known you the way we do, Lord. But we thank you that we know you in a real way, God, not in a religious way, in a real way. We thank you, God, that when we call on you, that we know that you're going to answer us. So we give you praise and glory and honor, Father. We thank you on tonight. Continue to bless, Lord. Continue to anoint us. Continue, Lord, to give us wisdom and knowledge and understanding, Father. And we will give your name all the praise, glory, and honor tonight, Father. We thank you. What I say unto one?
I'll
say unto all.
I'll say unto all.
Watch. And pray.
And
live holy.
Every day.
Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
I love you.
I love you.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
Come on and give God a shout if that's true. Come on.
Somebody. Thank you, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, God. You are now dismissed. Amen. I speak love, peace, and blessings over you. Go with God, and may God go with you. Peace and blessings.
because sometimes I would forgive, but my flesh would not let me forget. Oh, even though we were told by Jesus that the way we forgive others' debts is the way we want you to forgive us, Lord, and the way to be truly blessed. Oh, don't forget to remember. Hallelujah. If you are here on today and been injured in any way, we encourage you to join us, join in with us and say,
childish people give ungodly childish advice. Praise God. Hallelujah. When somebody pushes you off the swing on the playground when you were a child, you push them back off the swing on the playground. But when you're an adult and somebody pushes you, you know better than to push them back, because all it takes is one person to call 911 and everybody going to jail. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you realize that's a childish thing. Some of y'all ain't realized that's a childish thing, and y'all almost got into a fight today. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when those police come and they put you in handcuffs and you in the back seat of that car, you're going to realize that was a childish thing. You're going to realize, hallelujah, snatching those purses was a childish thing. Hallelujah. You're going to realize sleeping around, having unprotected sex with somebody that ain't your husband and your wife was a childish thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's not that saints don't get tempted, it's that they put it away. Hallelujah. It's still there. I have to go get it. You know how much digging I'll have to do to get back to who I used to be. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. You don't know the place I would have to go to, hallelujah, to get back to the person who I used to be. Praise God, hallelujah. And I can't really be who I used to be because I'm too busy being who I am. Hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. There was a story of a man named Jacob. We know him well. Hallelujah, praise God. But the only reason why his name was Jacob is because something he did as a child. Hallelujah. That followed him the rest of his life. Hallelujah. He grabbed hold of his brother's heel. Hallelujah, praise God. So they named him Jacob because Jacob meant heel. So the rest of his life, he lived up to being a heel. Hallelujah, praise God. A hater, a backstabber, somebody you wouldn't trust, a hustler, a swindler, a slicer. He lived up to it because of something, hallelujah, he did as a child. Praise God, hallelujah. And I don't know who this is for, but the Lord say this is the season where you need to quit living up to the Lord have mercy, the what? No. Hallelujah. You living up, amen, to the marks people have put on you. Hallelujah. Praise God. You're living up, hallelujah, to the stereotype somebody put on you. Praise God. Just because you kissed a little boy when you was a teenager or when you was a little girl, they called you fast. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So you became fast. Hallelujah. Amen. Because that's what they put on you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you wouldn't step away from the plate. You like to eat a lot. So they said you was greedy. They said you just ate up everything. So that's what you began to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. They said, oh, you so cute. He gonna be a little ladies man. Praise God. So you grew up to be what they said you was gonna be. But it's time, amen, that you put away what they said that you was gonna be. Hallelujah. And you become who God says you are. Praise God. The Bible says you have to put away the old man. Praise God. And put on the new man. All you doing is, oh Lord, hallelujah. I wasn't intending on speaking on this tonight, but the Lord say all you doing is dragging the old man with you to church. Hallelujah. Now, you ain't put him away. Hallelujah. You just dragging him with you to church. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ain't repentant. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember the story where Jesus said, amen, there were two builders. Amen. They both built their house on the same spot. But one of them dug down. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. To the rock. Hallelujah. But the other one built his house, amen, on the sand. The problem is, praise God, somebody out there built their house, amen, amen, praise God, but instead of tearing down the old house that you built, the house that you built on lust, hallelujah, the house that you built on greed, hallelujah, praise God, the house that you built on who you say you are, praise God, the house that you built on being arrogant, the house that you built on being having an attitude, praise God, hallelujah, you know that persona that you keep up about yourself, praise God, that house, instead of tearing that house down, hallelujah, and rebuilding your house, digging down to the rock. All you did was come home, hallelujah, amen. You might have threw some records out and put on some Kirk Franklin and some like Yolanda Adams, hallelujah. You might have took some pictures down and hung up some Jesus pictures, amen, and threw some crosses around. You didn't tear our old house down. All you did was redecorate it, but it's still built on that same sinful foundation. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we wonder why God ain't blessed us yet. Well, I've been going to church and I've been paying my tithes. Hallelujah, amen. But God ain't blessed me. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want you to know that when you read the book of Malachi, see, that's why a lot of us get the tithes from. The book of Malachi tells us if we pay our 10%, then God's going to bless us. But we don't realize that's not the only thing God asks us to do in that book. Hallelujah, praise God. He said we need to go back to his ordinances. Hallelujah. We need to go back to his ordinary behavior. Praise God, hallelujah. Watch this, another verse puts it like this. Hallelujah. He said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. Then I will forgive their sins. And then I will what? I will heal the land. The land represents your pocketbook. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The forgiveness represents your sins. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And then he said, I will hear from heaven. That's asking God to hear you. Hallelujah. And heal you from whatever ails you. He said, you ain't being heard because you ain't repented. You ain't being heard because you ain't humbled yourself. You ain't being heard because you're not seeking my face. Hallelujah. You ain't being heard because you ain't praying. Hallelujah. And you ain't being heard, praise God, tonight. Hallelujah. Because you have not turned from your wicked ways. Praise God. Hallelujah. You have not turned from your wicked ways. You got to do all this stuff. You can't just do one. I seek my faith. I go to church. Hallelujah. Humble myself. I know I ain't nothing without God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I pray, hallelujah, but I got some wicked ways that I'm just not ready to turn away from. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm turning from my wicked ways, but I ain't praying like I should. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm praying, I'm turning, hallelujah, and I'm seeking, but I just can't humble myself like I should. Praise God. See, if you ain't doing all of it, see, we want the whole result. Hallelujah, praise God, without putting in the entire action. Hallelujah. Praise God. We want God to give us everything, and we only giving him 75%. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want him to fulfill the whole promise. Amen. And we ain't even fulfilling half of the obligation. Praise God. The Bible says, if you do good, I will bless you. Praise God. But if you do evil, I will curse you. Praise God. It is so simple. Then he says in the book of Jeremiah, if you do an evil, and I tell you that you're cursed, but then you repent and you start doing good, I will bless you. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the same goes for the other side. Hallelujah. He said, if you're doing good, hallelujah, praise God, and you're blessed, but then you start doing evil, praise God, then that blessing is going to turn into a curse. It is so simple. If you do good, you're going to get blessed. Praise God. If you go do evil, you're going to get cursed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, you got to look in whatever you're in your life that you feel like you are cursed in and see what evil that you are putting into that part of your life. The evil you put in might be just doubt. Hallelujah. It might just be doubt. Praise God. Watch this. Hallelujah. The Hebrew children, amen, it's not that they were lost. Hallelujah, in the wilderness, and they just was walking around the mountain and couldn't find the promised land. The Bible tells me in the book of Numbers that they found the promised land, but they doubted, hallelujah, that they could receive and they could take what God had promised them. Hallelujah, praise God. See, when the doctor come back, amen, with that test and with that diagnosis, but the word of God says that I promised you at least 70 years. Hallelujah, praise God. The word of God says, hallelujah, if you honor your mother and father, your days will be long upon the earth. It don't matter what that doctor said. Hallelujah. It matters what the word of God says, because the Bible says the word of God will not come back void. But if I doubt what the word of God says, hallelujah, the Bible says when two or more agree, hallelujah, amen, then it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. So if I'm agreeing with the doctor, oh, Lord, have mercy. Somebody out there need to quit agreeing with the doctor. You need to quit agreeing, hallelujah, with the counselors. You need to quit agreeing, hallelujah, with the lawyers and the experts. You need to quit agreeing with them. That evidence ain't too big for God. Praise God, hallelujah. You think the evidence is too big for God? Somebody out there going through some legal trouble. Hallelujah. The Lord says if Snoop Dogg could get off for murder, and Puff Daddy could get off for murder, and R. Kelly can get off, and you really innocent, oh, Lord, have mercy. You ain't got no faith in God. You too busy listening to what the lawyers are telling you. Hallelujah. Instead of what the word of God is telling you. Hallelujah. Praise God. When Paul and Silas began to sing in the middle of the night at the prison, the Bible says that the earth shook, hallelujah, and the doors came open. Praise God, hallelujah. You got to believe that God is going to open up that door. Hallelujah. You can't doubt. Hallelujah, God. That's wickedness to God. So by he said, I will no longer dwell with these wicked people. And I said, Lord, how can you call them wicked when their sins are covered with the blood of those innocent lambs? And you said you can't see their sins. Hallelujah. You can't see their lying and their fornication and their adultery. You can't see none of that for the blood of the lamb. Then what sin are you talking about? What wickedness are you talking about? He says, the doubt. God say, I can't hang with nobody that don't believe in me. Praise God. Do you want somebody hanging around you that don't believe in you? That's why a lot of people say they get divorced because of sex and because of adultery and because of money. Hallelujah. I tell you this, a lot of men will leave, praise God, hallelujah. And a lot of women will leave, praise God, hallelujah, just because you don't believe in me. Hallelujah. You don't believe in me like you say you believe in me. You don't love me like you say you love me. Hallelujah. So I will no longer dwell with you. That's wicked, hallelujah, for you to dwell with me and not love me. That's wicked for you to say you trust me, but don't show you trust me. Hallelujah. It's wicked for you to say you believe me, but don't show you believe me. Praise God. He said, no longer will I dwell with this wicked generation. And the generation had to die out. The doubt had to die. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sin, when it's full grown, equates death. Praise God. Hallelujah. They doubt was full grown. They doubted so much that they lied to the people. Hallelujah. And they doubt was full grown. And because of their doubt, they died in the wilderness. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why some ministries ain't booming. Because you doubted. Hallelujah. So it died. Oh, hallelujah. That's why some marriages, hallelujah, didn't make it because you doubted. Hallelujah. And it died.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise God. That's why them children ain't make it because that you doubted. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And they hopes and dreams, or maybe even them, died because you doubted. Hallelujah. Yes, your doubt can affect somebody else. Hallelujah. You want some Bible on that? There were some men that brought this man, hallelujah, who couldn't walk. He suffered with palsy, I believe. Hallelujah. And they brought him to the house, but they couldn't get in the house. Praise God, because the house was full of people, but they were trying to get him to Jesus. So they took him up on the roof, and they lowered him down. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that when Jesus saw the faith that his friends had, not the faith that he had, hallelujah, but the faith that his friends had, hallelujah, he healed the man of palsy and told him to pick up his bed and walk. Not because of his faith, hallelujah, but because of his friend's faith. I'm trying to tell you tonight that your faith could be holding somebody else back because you don't believe good enough to get them to God. Hallelujah, praise God. See, you got access to God. You go to church every Sunday. I'm talking to some church folks. I'm not talking to some worldly folks tonight, praise God. I'm talking to some church folks. You go to church every Sunday, and you see people, hallelujah, in need of Jesus, and you know how to get them to Jesus. All you got to do is give them an invitation. Hallelujah. All you got to do is give them a prayer line number. Hallelujah. Minister Ray on every morning, but you won't give them that number. Hallelujah. Praise God. A chosen generation on almost every night, but you won't give them that number. Hallelujah. Praise God. We on Facebook Live. Hallelujah. Praise God, but you won't give them the page. Hallelujah. Amen. You won't give them the address to the church. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you see they need Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. If you had enough faith, hallelujah, in Jesus, maybe you can get somebody else saved. Maybe you can get somebody else healed. Hallelujah. Maybe you can get somebody else delivered. Praise God. But your problem is you ain't got no faith. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody, especially y'all church folks, hallelujah. Amen. Y'all have wrote off the little Polar R. Kelly. Y'all have wrote the boy out. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ain't got no faith. Hallelujah. You got to have faith in any and everybody. You can believe God can heal Paul. Hallelujah. Who persecuted Christians. Praise God. You can believe God. Hallelujah. Amen. Can heal David, who cheated on his wife. Hallelujah. Amen. With another man's wife. Had the man killed. Had a baby by him. Hallelujah. Covered it up and lied about it. Praise God. But you don't believe my God. Hallelujah. Praise God, because you ain't got no faith. Hallelujah, amen. Not just R. Kelly, what about your cousin Harold? Hallelujah, amen. What about your sister? Praise God, hallelujah. What about your brother? Hallelujah. What about your mama? Oh, Lord, have mercy. What about your daddy? You don't want to bring these people to God because you don't believe God can change them, even though the Bible says we battle not against flesh and blood, but we battle against principalities and wicked and evil spirits that are in high places. Hallelujah, amen. Even though Jesus had to deal, hallelujah, with demonic spirits, a third of his ministry, praise God, hallelujah, you just refuse to believe that Jesus, hallelujah, can heal your family member, that Jesus can heal your spouse, that Jesus can heal your children. Hallelujah. Your faith, your disbelief, your doubt. Praise God, hallelujah. It might be, that might be the reason your situation is stagnant, while you're blaming other people. Hallelujah, amen, for your situation. It might be stagnant because of you. Praise God. Maybe your wife keep creeping because of you. Maybe your husband can't stay home because of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe God trying to get you to change. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Since the beginning of time, we've been doing everything the wrong way. Eve ate the fruit. Hallelujah. So here you come, Adam. You want to eat the fruit too because she ate the fruit. Hallelujah, praise God. You wake up in the morning and your wife got an attitude with you, so you want to get an attitude with her. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, you wake up, your husband woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Hallelujah, praise God. Instead of you keeping your composure, you go to snapping your neck and popping your fingers. Praise God. I don't know what side of the bed you woke up on, but your mama don't live here. I ain't just, hold up. Praise God, because he ate the fruit, you going to eat it too. And both of y'all don't get put out the garden. Praise God. Because he cheated on you, you're going to cheat on him. Because he lied to you, you're going to lie on him. Because he went and hung out with his homeboys and went to the strip club. I'm going to go hang out with my homegirls. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because she did, because she lied to me about where she was. Hallelujah. I ain't going to never tell her where I am no more. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. All we doing the same thing Adam did, and that was ate the fruit. Mm-hmm. Somebody got to be the one, hallelujah, to say, hold up. Hallelujah. That what you just did was kind of childish. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Somebody got to be like Job. Mm-hmm. One man besides Jesus in the Bible. Praise God. Hallelujah. They didn't listen to nothing nobody else said. Hallelujah. Praise God. His wife said, you ought to curse God and die. Hallelujah, praise God. And some of y'all out there, some of us men out there, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. We love our wives so much, we hypnotize so much, we whip, you know. Praise God so much, hallelujah. They say something, we might say it too. We might agree just so we can stay in good and stay out the doghouse. But Job looked at his wife and said, you sound like a foolish woman. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I wonder if anybody got the guts to look at their spouse when their spouse tell them to do something that goes against the word of God and say, you sound like a foolish. When your wife comes to you on your birthday and say, hallelujah, you want to have a threesome for your birthday, man of God, you sound like a foolish, praise God, a foolish woman. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. When your husband suggests some out of control, you sound like a foolish. Hallelujah, man. That goes against the word of God. Somebody got to stop it. Hallelujah, amen. So we gonna both get put out together. No. Praise God. Hallelujah. If one of us, amen, can put the brakes on and say, you know what? That's not what God said to do. That's not what the word of God say do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That girl at work made you mad, so you decided you're going to pack your duffel bag, put your sneakers and your Vaseline in there with your sweatsuit. Hallelujah. Because you're going to fight after work. Ain't that what you used to do? Hallelujah. When you was in school, childish things that need to be put away. Praise God. Cuss somebody out. Hallelujah. Because they cussed you out. Now you on YouTube looking like a fool. Praise God. Hallelujah. I didn't call you a fool. I said you was looking like one. Don't throw that scripture at me. I heard you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I said you was looking like one. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You're acting like one in public. Hallelujah. Forgetting who you are. That's a child of God because you have not come to that point of repentance in your life that you have changed your mind not only about who you are, praise God, hallelujah, amen, but not worrying about who everybody else says you are. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. We get so caught up and we get so lost about, hallelujah, amen, what we hear the world saying. But the Bible says faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, not by the word of Facebook, not by the word of Eyewitness News, and not by the word of TMZ. Hallelujah. Not by the word of Instagram. Praise God. But by the word of God. What did the word of God say about that? Hallelujah. Well, I'm thinking about divorce of my wife. What the word of God say about that? It say, well, God put together, let no man, hallelujah, put asunder. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. They snitched on me at the job, elder, so I'm thinking about, hallelujah, putting a complaint on them. What you think about that? The Bible says, hallelujah, amen, that you ought to turn the other cheek. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Well, my children are just disobedient and I run them into the ground and I tell them what to do. I run my house like a boot camp. But the Bible say don't push your children to anger. Hallelujah. Well, I can't stand my mama. She wasn't there for me like she should have been. So I'm not respectful to her. Even though the Bible clearly tells you to honor your mother and your father and your days will be long. You rather hold a grudge. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Now we're getting into unforgiveness. You rather hold a grudge in your heart, hallelujah, against somebody, hallelujah, and lose years off of your life than to simply obey the word of God. Praise God, hallelujah. One thing the Lord said, hallelujah, we're getting ready to wrap this up and we're going to open up the phone lines again. Praise God, hallelujah. But one thing the Lord said, hallelujah, the Lord said you must not believe what the book say. Hallelujah, period, point blank, straight to the point. You must not believe, praise God, what the book say. The book say, hallelujah, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, whatsoever, that means whatever you did, you going to reap it. Whatever it was, every little thing you did is going to come back to you in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Praise God, hallelujah. It's going to come back to you. Every time, hallelujah, some way it's going to come. Every time you lied, every time you stole something, every time you cheated on somebody, hallelujah, every time you got an attitude, hallelujah, praise God, every time you cuss somebody out, it's going to come back to you in some way, shape, form or fashion. And sin, when it's full grown, equates death. But we don't believe it, hallelujah, because if we believed it, we wouldn't even dive into it. We wouldn't even tiptoe in it knowing we're going to fall all the way in it. Start off with a little white lie. Next thing you know, hallelujah, you done lied to any and everybody, hallelujah. You done stole from any and everybody. You done got people to lie for you and bear false witness. You done did all the wrong things. Praise God, hallelujah, because you just tasted it. Hallelujah. I just got a number. I just texted her, Elder. That's all we doing. We just texting. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, until you and your wife get into an argument. Praise God, hallelujah. Then you run to her and tell her everything you don't like about your wife, and the next thing you know, hallelujah. Well, he's just a friend, Elder. He just needs a little counseling on his relationship every once in a while. Yeah, so his relationship go bad, and there he is crying on your shoulder. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then you find yourself in a compromising situation. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God on tonight. We got to understand, as men and women of God, we in a season, we in a time, praise God, hallelujah, where God is exposing any and everything, hallelujah. And whatever you did going to come back around to you in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Don't think you done got away. Hallelujah. If you think you got away, just look at the news. Bill Cosby thought he got away. R. Kelly, he thought he got away. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. You can't, watch this, read your Bible. David thought he got away. Hallelujah. David didn't know nobody. He didn't think nobody would be reading about how the man of God now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. John Gray thought he was going to get away. Men of God, women of God, watch yourself. You ain't going to get away. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord said, you got the nerve to want your ministry to blow. And not only will your ministry blow up, everything you doing going to blow up. Hallelujah. Whatsoever a man sows, it don't matter what it is, it's going to get out there. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Praise God. There's an hour, they already know. Every time you done watch, hallelujah, you done clicked on the wrong thing on your browser. They already know. Praise God. Hallelujah. They just waiting for the right time to use it. Hallelujah. Praise God. They waiting and ready to slander your name. The Lord say, don't give them no ammunition. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't give them nothing to use against you. Hallelujah. That's why we call our past a testimony, because it's already happened. It's already over with. I did it, but I'm not doing it.
Wow.
Hallelujah. I am who I am and not who I used to be. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that's what God wants you to be. He wants you to be who you are and not who you used to be. Hallelujah. He wants you to put away the old man. Hallelujah. And put on the new man. Praise God. Hallelujah. He wants you to walk in the steps that he has ordered for you. Hallelujah. Praise God. When your steps are ordered, that means they're already laid out. All you got to do is follow the pattern. It's already laid out. Hallelujah. Don't divert. Don't go over there. You know she over there. Hallelujah. Oh, I didn't know you knew she was gone. Don't play. Hallelujah. Praise God. You knew what you and your homeboy would think. You knew he was scheming and scamming and he was planning to do something dirty. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah. And you know you wanted a piece of it. You wanted some of that money too. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord says one last thing. In business, the Lord says, hallelujah. We can't act like, we can't say we saved and then when it comes to business, we some shady business people. Because we represent God in the business world, too. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can't be all one person at work and a whole different person when you at church. I shouldn't have to, amen, go to your job and they say, oh, I didn't know you knew Elder Prevost. Amen. Oh, yeah, I go to church with Elder Prevost. You do. You go to church. Praise God. Hallelujah. I never would have thought as much as you cuss that you go to church. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. As much sinning as you be doing up here at this job, I can't believe you go to church. Hallelujah.